Welcome to Quickies.
Hey guys, I'm Karan and welcome to In.com's Quickies. We're here to cover the sticky ickies from the world of gossip and celebrities. Hey, that actually rhymes. Well, anyway, let's get started. After being bedridden over the last couple of years due to a prolonged illness, Ajay Devgan's father Veeru Devgan passed away on Monday morning. Actors including Shah Rukh Khan, Sunny Deol, Bobby Deol and Sanjay Dutt visited Ajay Devgan's residence to pay their respects to Veeru. Social media saw condolences pour in from all over as well. Bollywood saw Veeru Devgan work as a stunt and action coordinator and a film director. The veteran action director is survived by sons Ajay Devgan, Anil Devgan and two other children. The cremation will take place at Pavan Hans on Monday, while the funeral will be held at Ville Parle West Crematorium at 6 p.m. on May the 21st, 2019. Let's hope Ajay and his siblings are staying strong during this emotional period. The good thing about being a well-known actor in Bollywood is that you have options. What's more, seeing as you're not a newbie trying to build your film portfolio with roles in big directors' films, you even have the option of going forward with scripts that you like, even if they're being directed by new and unknown directors. This is the route Ranveer Singh has taken for his next film. His current film in the making is 83, where he will be seen as a cricketer, and post that he's going to indulge in this film, which will be directed by newbie Divyang Thakkar, who actually also penned the script for the film as well. Titled Jayesh Bhai Jordar, the film will see Ranveer playing a Gujarati man. It's a good thing Ranveer picked up the nuances of a Gujarati man in one of his earlier films, so that experience will come in handy here and he won't be starting from scratch. According to Ranveer, Jayesh Bhai is a miracle script that Yash Raj Films found for him out of nowhere, and the sheer brilliance of the writing compelled him to greenlight the film immediately. He further went on to add that the script is both humorous and poignant and right up there with the most solid on-paper material he's ever come across. Gosh, Ranveer, now you've got our curiosity all worked up. Let's hope we get some more gossip and inside info relating to the script soon. There's probably no one in India who'd want to be in Karan Oberoi's shoes right now, and that probably includes Karan as well. After a new incident occurred recently, the woman who accused Karan of rape and extortion of money has filed a fresh FIR against the A Band of Boys actor. What's this new incident I'm talking about, you ask? Well, the woman who is an astrologer claims that two unidentified men attacked her with sharp objects on May 25th and demand she take back the case against the singer and actor. You may be wondering how they demanded she take the case back in the midst of attacking her. Well, it turns out they threw a paper with the words "take the case back" in capital letters after attacking her. Not very subtle. When Pooja Bedi, who is leading the hashtag MenToo campaign in support of her good friend Karan, was asked to comment on this, she said, "Let the police investigate the case's authenticity. And if it's true, let the culprits be caught. And if it's another concocted story or has been staged by the victim to tamper with Karan's bail, let that be exposed as well." Smoothly put, Pooja, smoothly put. Karan Johar, yes, the quintessential king of glamour and Bollywood filmmaker, that same Karan Johar. Well, he brought in his 47th birthday on Saturday. And all his fans, knowingly or unknowingly, probably gave him exactly what he wanted the most on his birthday. Publicity. Social media saw loads of birthday wishes pouring in from fans and industry colleagues alike. But there was one wish in particular that caught everyone's eye. The wish was from Nepalese American fashion designer Prabal Gurung, who happens to be a close friend of Kejo. Prabal's post on Instagram had an intimate looking picture of the two of them posing together with the caption, "Pyar kiya to darna kya." Well, I'm sure you can guess what happened after. The fans went into a frenzy and rumor hell broke loose. Prabal, in order to clear the air, released a statement on Twitter on Monday saying that he is not in a romantic relationship with Kejo and that he is only his dearest friend and big brother and that the post was done with humor. He then added a few more words like mentor, guru and confidant about Karan to further convince people that their relationship is nothing but platonic. If you have been following the Lok Sabha elections, you'll know that post-vote counting on May 23rd, the results showed an overwhelming victory for Bharatiya Janata Party led by the current Prime Minister Narendra Modi. While Modi was wished by a number of prominent personalities from across the nation, it was one in particular that possibly caught the BJP's attention. And that was of superstar Rajinikanth, who wished Modi through his Twitter handle. And now it turns out that Rajinikanth has been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi on May 30th, where he will be taking oath as the next Prime Minister of India. Question is whether Rajinikanth will be able to attend or not. He just wrapped up shooting for the first schedule of his upcoming movie Darbar, and the next schedule has been fixed to start on May 29th in Mumbai. So if he agrees to attend the swearing-in ceremony, he's most likely going to have to miss a day or two of shooting and will have to join the Darbar team after attending the political event. Sounds like a difficult spot to be in. Decisions.
The Quickies on in.com.